Alice Miranda at Sea, Alice Miranda, Book 4. Written and read by Jacqueline Harvey.
For Ian and Sandy. Prologue. Neville Nordstrom stared at the screen. His thick vanilla eyebrows furrowed together like a pair of hairy caterpillars, and his nose began to twitch. "Is it really you?" Neville whispered at the computer. But of course there was no reply. His friend had logged out moments ago, signing off with the usual, "So long and happy hunting." They'd been talking via the secure chat area of the club for only a couple of months, but in that time Neville had come to realise that his friend, wherever he was the most passionate collector he'd encountered yet. Smart too. But perhaps not smart enough. Neville was sure that his new friend was conversing under an assumed name. He'd laughed out loud when he saw it. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Wasn't that a famous writer? And a dead one at that. Then again, Neville hadn't exactly been honest either. He wanted to tell his parents about his hobby, but he knew they wouldn't understand. And it was getting harder to keep up the ruse. He'd overheard his mother talking to his father last week, wondering how on earth Neville's shorts could be getting tighter when he was playing football every other day. Neville made a mental note not to eat so many donuts while he was hunting. Then yesterday, his online friend's disguise had begun to slip. He had said too much, and one by one, Neville was joining the dots. Neville was almost certain that he was chatting to someone very important, more important than most people in the world, really, and definitely the one man who could help him to save the species. Now all he had to do was prove it. Chapter 1. Alice Miranda, Highton Smith Kennington Jones turned towards the driver as the limousine weaved its way through the streets from the airport.
"Excuse me, Mr. Fernandez, are we nearly there?" she asked through the opening that separated the driver from his passengers.
The man smiled to himself and kept his eyes firmly on the road ahead.
"Soon, miss, very soon. In fact, just around this corner you will see the sea."
Alice Miranda clasped her hands together in delight. She nudged Millie and Jacinta, who were sitting either side of her. Millie was fiddling with her camera and Jacinta was staring wide-eyed out of the window.
"Look over there!"
Jacinta pointed at the sparkling harbour spread out in front of them. Millie looked up and craned her neck to get a better view.
"Oh, wow! I have to get a photo of that." "It's a pity we're leaving straight away," Alice Miranda told her friends. "Barcelona has some very interesting buildings."
"Well, that sounds boring," Jacinta said and wrinkled her nose.
"No, not at all. Mummy and Daddy once took me to visit an enormous cathedral called the Sagrada Familia. It sort of looks like it was made by a giant out of plasticine and soft cheese," Alice Miranda replied.
Hugh Kennington Jones glanced up from his newspaper. "Not everyone's cup of tea, but Mr. Gowdy's constructions are certainly, unique."
"Sounds weird." Jacinta's eyes were fixed on the coastline. "Look, there's a ship! I wonder if that's the Octavia."
Cecilia Highton-Smith turned to look out the window.
"Oh yes, I think it could be. Auntie G is so kind allowing Charlotte and Lawrence to have their wedding on board. It's very clever of them to get married at sea."
Millie lowered the window and snapped away with her camera as the limousine headed towards the dock.
"And hopefully, since we've come all the way to Spain, we might be able to shake off those jolly pesky photographers who don't seem to leave Lawrence and Charlotte alone at the moment," Hugh frowned.
"They're called paparazzi, Daddy, and they're only doing their job," Alice Miranda informed him.
"Well, it's a stupid job." Millie laid her camera back in her lap. "I really don't understand why people would want to see photographs of Lawrence eating a banana or getting his morning coffee or buying groceries. I mean, he is handsome and everything, but that's just ridiculous."
"Aunt Charlotte will have to get used to it too, I suppose," Alice Miranda nodded.
"My mother loves them," Jacinta said.
"Who?" Millie asked.
"The paparazzi, of course," Jacinta replied.
Jacinta's mother, Ambrosia Hedlington Bear, spent her life travelling the world looking glamorous, with a trail of hangers-on longer than most red carpets. The last time she had seen her daughter was over 10 months ago, and their most recent conversation had consisted of a terse exchange about the school play.